This is WBAA Classical. I'm Greg Kostrapa. Anna Bodoni is the director of orchestras and assistant professor at Purdue University. He'll be directing the Purdue Symphony and Philharmonic Orchestras in concert this weekend. The Purdue Symphony Orchestra will also be on the Friday evening concert, both of them taking place at the Long Center. Adam's here to talk about the programs. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Let's talk about that first concert on Friday with the Purdue Symphony and String Orchestras. Like we said, you don't conduct the string orchestra. That's your boss.
That's right. Professor Jay Gephardt has taken on that responsibility both last year and also this year, just because we, quite frankly, don't have enough manpower with the amount of students enrolled in the department. So he's helped out, and he's doing a fantastic job, and the students love him.
The concert on Friday begins with which orchestra, and what kind of thematic idea, if there is any, is there for this Friday concert?
Friday's concert will feature the string orchestra on the first half and then a symphony orchestra, which I conduct on the second half. The theme I've chosen for this Friday concert for symphony orchestra is basically just all the best overtures we put on one program. And my goal is to tire everybody out, including myself, but it's just a cornucopia of singable tunes and pieces that everybody loves. So we're doing Rossini's Overture to the Barber of Seville, followed by Sibelius's Finlandia, followed by Tchaikovsky's March Slav.
Wow, that is a lot of big music, too. These overtures are not little tiny things.
That's right. They're full of meat and potatoes, but the way the orchestra's playing, I think they enjoy playing that.
And then on Saturday, the Purdue Philharmonic will be in concert, also at the Long Center at 8 o'clock. What's on that program?
So this one has Copland's Hoedown as our overture. And then the second piece, we're going to be featuring Chloe Trevor, violinist from the Dallas area, on the Brahms Violin Concerto. Though note to musicians out there, we're just putting the first movement of that concerto on the program. And then we'll end with Rimsky-Korsakov's Russian Easter Overture to kind of set the mood as we go into the holiday season.
Have you known Chloe for a long time?
I have, actually. I've known her father. He was a mentor of mine, and he's a fairly well-known conductor throughout the world. I've come across Chloe's playing in past years because she would often concertize with him as the conductor, and I happened to be assistant conductor for many of those performances many years ago. So I've grown accustomed to watching her fabulous playing. She went to Cleveland Institute and then Rice, and she soloed with orchestras all over the world, including Dallas and Houston and over in Europe. And she comes from a long line of professional musicians. Her father, I just mentioned, but also her mother was a violinist in the Dallas Symphony for many years.
So the first movement of the Brahms Violin Concerto, and then talk about this Rimsky-Korsakov piece for a little bit, because it's spectacular.
It is spectacular. It's not meant to necessarily be a religious commentary. It's more Rimsky-Korsakov had these vivid memories from his childhood of hearing and seeing and smelling what life was like during Easter celebration in Russia at the time. So he quotes some Orthodox church canticles, which start off the tune and then continue throughout. He messes with them a little bit, and they become very aggressive and overpowering. And these church canticles did actually offend the Tsar at the time, so the Tsar refused to allow the piece to be performed in his presence. That was Alexander III. But really, it's meant to be a celebration, and those of us who know Rimsky-Korsakov's music know he's best known for being a master orchestrator, how to blend colors, create new colors, and this is definitely very colorful. The word bright comes to mind a lot because of his use of the glockenspiel or the orchestral bells, and it's very orchestrated high in the tessitura of the orchestra, which creates unique colors.
Meaning the violins and the oboes,
yes,
and the trumpets and those types of instruments.
Correct, high in the range, yeah.
But the lower instruments have a lot to do as well.
They sure do, especially the second trombone. Rimsky-Korsakov has written several of these, you know, tone poems, these overtures that have second trombone solos, like in Scheherazade. It's because one of his best friends happened to play second trombone in the Naval Academy Orchestra. So second trombone sort of invokes what a cantor would sing in one of these services in the middle of the piece.
Adam Bodoni leading the Purdue Philharmonic Orchestra Saturday evening at 8 at the Long Center. He'll also lead the Purdue Symphony Orchestra, and Jay Gephardt leads the Purdue String Orchestra, that program Friday evening at 8 at the Long Center. No tickets are required for either of these performances. More information is at purdue.edu/bands. Adam, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
For WBAA Classical, I'm Greg Kostrapa.